We're back with the Paula Gordon Show. David Orr is with Bill Russell and me. A personal moment. On my computer, I have a very small picture of the Earth. Above that, now, this is what I have on my computer. I sit long hours at my computer. So here's this image of the Earth. And above it, there's another roundel that is a quote from David Orr. And it says, our challenge as educators is to train students, give students skills, and the hope with which to put them to work. Is that right?
Oh, I think that's right. I modify the word train because that's what you do with dogs.
Well, education I didn't quote for, you right.
Education for people is a different process. Education comes from an old root from which we get the word educe, and to draw forth and to pull from people. And I think that that's part of it. It's a mysterious process. And we never know quite what happens within the mind and how certain things happen in the mind. And so we have to honor the mystery and the dignity of each individual to carve their own path. This generation of young people has an unbelievable number of assets and an unbelievable number of problems and challenges. We've never been here before. This will be the time in which we turn toward a very different future, or we fall into some level of catastrophe. I don't think it's too much to say that. I'm hopeful about this. But if education is going to play a role in this, we have to equip young people to understand where they are and to distinguish between wishful thinking on one hand and genuine hope on another. And then our role in higher education, education generally, is to give them the analytical skills and practical wherewithal to act well and faithfully on that hope.
You're not denying that there are major challenges ahead.
Not at all. Not at all. But I think to give in to hopelessness and despair, and I think I worry more, Paula, about teen suicide and a generation that sometimes defines itself as an X generation, no hope and despair and woe is us. I worry more about that than I do the litany of problems they'll have to solve. And one of the things I think our culture has to do is to help promote a genuine life-centeredness. I mean, celebrate life in all of its forms, protect it, guard it, and the conditions by which life thrives and life flourishes. We have to honor evolution and let that process go on. That's our obligation. That's that entailed inheritance of Edmund Burke. That's that debt of Thomas Jefferson, and that's where left and right come together. And that ought to be a future that is full of joy, full of meaning, full of satisfaction, good work. Are we going to get there quickly? No. It's taken us hundreds of years to get into this kind of hole. We are still a young species. Somebody pointed out, and this was one of the major points in the discussion of the last day or so, we're a young species, but we've got to buy ourselves time to grow and to mature into the full-statured species so that, as Bill McDonough put it, every child is honored and protected. As Aldo Leopold would put it, all species are protected. We honor our own sense of innate biophilia, in E.O. Wilson's words, that affinity for life and lifelike processes. And I think that itself is a major asset. We have an affinity for the kind of world we have to build. We understand beauty. We understand harmony. It is hardwired into us. We can pervert it. I mean, there's biophilia, there's probably biophobia. But by and large, you look at a young person. I have a new grandson. And the fascination with life is just built into us. And this is to honor our children. This is a world we understand at the deepest sense. I'm not at all despairing, but there are some things we will have to do, and time is short, but time's always been short for things. But this is not a kind of a doom and gloom future. And I think one last thing on this building, for us, environmentalists are often accused of trying to stop things, and there are lots of things that need to be stopped. This particular project was about starting things. Over our head is certified wood from Collins Pine out in the West Coast and Kane Hardwood Products in Pennsylvania, starting a revolution in the use of wood or in the use of carpets and products of service and sunlight and non-toxic materials. This is about starting things, not stopping things. And I think if we begin to see the future in that sense, what kind of future do we want to start? Where do we want to be? And so much of our time is paralyzed because we really haven't stopped to think about where it is we want to be in the year 2050 and 2100.
Thank you, David Orr, for starting a lot. We'll all have to work together to see what next there is to be done. We are deeply grateful to David Orr for his abiding passion and ongoing work for education and for the earth. The Lewis Center, which Dr. Orr and his hundreds of colleagues shaped, is a beacon for us all. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.